Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, talking about the gangsters in the DOJ and the FBI, Mr. Producer, get clip 11 ready. Now, this is good old Salty Cracker, who's got a pretty big megaphone these days across all the various channels he's on. This section, I don't think he uses bad language, but everybody knows he's kind of uses some F-bombs and that sort of thing. But this one's about True the Vote, Catherine and Greg. Go ahead and play clip 11.
How do you know it's a stolen election? They are now trying to arrest Catherine Engelbrecht and our dudes over here at, what is that? True the Vote. Where is, look at this. Look at 2,000 Mules investigators Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht threatened with jail Monday if they do not identify confidential informant. Well, I thought we were supposed to protect all the Eric Carzamellas. I thought whistleblowers were super duper esteemed and had to be protected. The only thing that keeps my democracy safe is whistleblowers. Well, I guess that only works if you're New York Times or Washington Post or any of these other shitbag outlets that's completely utilized to undermine actual constitutional republics with misinformation and propaganda. If you're actually trying to catch criminals and look at investigate a stolen fucking fraudulent election, well, then you'll be investigated. You'll be investigated. Again, you're watching more investigations finally kick in for the 2020 steal, but not in the direction that it should go in with any sane semblance. No, it's going into how dare you look at this election? How dare you have... Again, True the Vote told everybody that Connick was stealing American voters' data and storing it on servers in China. The mainstream media press went out and mocked and ridiculed them. 24 hours later, the head of Connick was arrested for, surprise, stealing voters' data and storing it on Chinese servers. Instead of, oh, I don't know, arresting more Connick employees, instead of investigating Connick employees, maybe looking into any of that malfeasance, the Department of Homeland Fuck You Gestapo Security is now threatening them. The Department of Justice is threatening the people who are fucking correct. Why don't you investigate Washington Post? Why don't you investigate New York Times? Why don't you investigate the people who helped continue a fraud on the American public?
You
they
can stop
ran
it there.
Cover for a...
I mean, think about how this upside down this is. So these people actually dug this stuff up. It's like going after Project Veritas for recording people. Oh, you can't do that. It's the same thing. Oh, you can't dig up this voter irregularities and all this stuff with all these state actors and treasonous dirtbags in our government. I remember the whole thing with Eric CIA Ramamella with the whole Trump impeachment with Vindman and all these characters. Oh, the whistleblower must be protected at all costs. Blah, blah, blah. These people are just the lowest form of life. I wouldn't even say it's life. They've given themselves over to this just... It's not even duplicity. It's quadplicity. I mean, they're so duplicitous. They've got four sides instead of two. And these people, these thugs with federal badges and bar members. Who runs the bar? The British Accredited Registry. So sick. But anyway, back to Russia. Mr. Producer, get clip 7 queued up. So we're going to start off at the first part, and then we'll let it play a little bit, and then we'll go to that second part I sent you. This is Rick Wiles over at True News, but go ahead and play clip 7.
This is True News, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help us God. A high-ranking member of Russia's National Security Council today said Russia must remove Satanists from Ukrainian leadership posts. Even more shocking, as evidence that we are quickly approaching the end of the age of mankind, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church anointed Vladimir Putin as the church's chief exorcist to cast out the devil from Ukraine. Unbelievable. Let's start with the call to remove Satanists from Ukrainian leadership post.
Doc? So we've gone from denazification to de-Satanization now.
Yeah, that was one of the first news stories I saw this morning, and I knew this was not going to be a normal Thursday. Doc, I've been sitting in this position for almost 24 years. 1999 is when we started the show. Never have I seen a headline, and we have several here. I've never seen headlines like this that are screaming, the end of the age of mankind is upon us. Repent, Christ is coming.
Yes, and coming from no less than Russia.
Russia.
Coming from Russia.
Yeah. This is amazing. So the first one, the version that we're going to put up, this is not the first one I saw this morning, but this one is from CNBC. They picked it up later today. Putin says risk of world conflict is high. See, on a normal day, Doc, that would be a big story.
Just right there, that headline by itself.
Because he's saying the risk of nuclear war is high. But it's the second part of that headline. Moscow official calls for de-Satanization in Ukraine.
Okay, so let's dive right into this because obviously that catches our attention. Russian President Vladimir Putin said his government was aware of plans by Ukraine to use a dirty bomb. We've been reporting on this for several days, a claim that's already been made by several Kremlin officials without evidence since the start of the week. The Russian president, in a meeting with intelligence directors from several ex-Soviet countries, said that the risk of conflict in the world and in the region was high and that security needed to be increased around its critical infrastructure. Now, that's the first part of the headline. The second part of the headline is here. A member of Russia's Security Council is calling for a new mission of de-Satanization in Ukraine after months of basing Moscow's invasion on the need to denazify the country. In a letter, Russian Security Council Assistant Secretary Alexei Pavlov argued that this was increasingly urgent as there are, he claimed, hundreds of sects operating in the country. He said, I believe that with the continuation of the special military operation, it becomes more and more urgent to carry out the de-Satanization of Ukraine, or, as the head of the Chechen Republic, Ramzan Kadyrov, aptly put it, it's complete de-Satanization, he said. Now, Pavlov claimed that the Church of Satan is spread across Ukraine, adding that it is one of the religions officially registered in the United States. All the Satanism finds a lively response and support from the official Ukrainian authorities, he added, without citing evidence. Well, Rick, so 22, 23 years of doing True News the legacy programs leading up to True News. Could you have ever imagined a headline like this or comments like this from Russia?
Not from any country. I can't imagine this from any country, let alone from Russia. It really underscores how close we are to the end of the age.
Right.
That the headlines of the world's newspapers and television news networks are screaming at 7 billion humans. The end of the age of mankind is upon you. There's no excuse for you to be ignorant about the times. It's in front of you.
Right.
You have to deliberately ignore these headlines. I showed this today. I was at an auto dealership this morning, and I showed my phone. I had it on my phone. I showed it to one of the employees I was talking to, and he must have been a church member because the look on his face, Doc, he just looked at my phone and looked up at me, and I said, "Yeah, that's a real story." Russia says they have to de-Satanize Ukraine. And then he began to open up talking about how close we are, you know, to the end of the world.
Right.
This is what we need to be doing as Christians. The news is our,
right,
it's our best witnessing tool right
now. And let's forward it to the 1922. And then it goes on to talk about our patriarch Kirill basically anointing Putin as, you know, defender of the faith type thing, and the chief exorcist of the Russian Federation, and so forth and so on. Very, very interesting sequence of events. But this is where it gets real interesting with the Kabod-Lubavitch stuff. Go ahead, play the second part, 1922.
And Alexei Pavlov didn't stop there.
No, he kept talking.
Yes.
He's going to be in trouble now.
Right. So this is from Jerusalem Post. Look at this headline here. Senior Russian official, Kabod-Lubavitch is a neo-pagan cult. Now, who is this senior Russian official? It's Alexei Pavlov, who we were just talking about here, the assistant secretary on the National Security Council in Russia. He directly accuses Kabod-Lubavitch of being basically a cult operating in Russia.
Because he knows that they practice Kabbalah.
Right.
And so, it's witchcraft.
Now, we're going to read these quotes here and see if you spot the connection that he's making from his previous statements. Alexei Pavlov, the assistant secretary of the Security Council of Russia, has written in an op-ed that he believes neo-pagan cults have gained strength in Ukraine, naming one of them as the Kabod-Lubavitch Hasidic movement. The main life principle of the Lubavitcher followers is the supremacy of the sect supporters over all nations and peoples, Pavlov said.
In other words, Zionism will rule the world.
Right. That's the goal.
That's what he's saying.
Yes.
So he's getting very close to saying that Zionism is an integral part of Satanism and the beast system at the end of the world.
And he seems to move even closer to that in the next statement here. He offered an example and said that Jewish Ukrainian oligarch Igor Kolomoisky is a Lubavitcher Hasid, an adherent of the ultra-Orthodox religious movement. He added that a number of other Ukrainian oligarchs belong to this movement, in particular Viktor Pinchuk, who is the son-in-law of the second president of Ukraine, Leonid Kuchma. Russia's chief rabbi, Borel Lazar, strongly condemned Pavlov's statements and condemned them as vulgar anti-Semitism. Lazar wrote to Pavlov in response to his remarks, saying, "Unfortunately, the article contains a position that is difficult to grasp, other than an insult to millions of Jewish believers, including the vast majority of Jews in Russia. Pavlov's logic can be called nonsense, vulgar, and anti-Semitism, but this is a new type of old blood libel. And if they are uttered by a member of the Russian Security Council, this poses a huge danger for Jews," Lazar stressed. Well, He's making the direct connection between the Chabad-Lubavitch movement that's operating in Russia and globally, and I'm saying Satanism. He's making the direct connection, right?
Yes, he is, Doc.
Because he said in his previous statement, these sects are scattered all over Ukraine. And then he makes the direct connection in that same op-ed saying, and Chabad-Lubavitch is one of these examples here.
Yes. And again, he knows that they're spreading Kabbalah witchcraft throughout Ukraine, and that they're involved in a lot of other satanic activities, and they're calling it out, Doc. Now, he is going to get the same treatment that Kanye West got.
All right, go ahead and stop it there.
He's going to be deplatformed.
So if you look up Kabbad in Ukraine, right, you'll see Dnipro, Ukraine, is the home of the largest Kabbad center in the world, with over 100 Lubavitch families calling it home. And in Odessa, where Kabbad runs several orphanages, the city's chief rabbi, Rabbi Avraham Wolf, said he was staying partly to protect the children who live there, blah, 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 blah. Huge presence of Kabbad in the Ukraine. So former chief rabbi of Moscow calls for Jews to flee Russia after top defense official denounces Jews. Former chief rabbi of Moscow, Pinchas Goldschmidt, on Thursday called on Russian Jews to flee the country after a top Russian defense official assailed the Chabad-Lubavitch Hasidic movement as a supremacist cult. So he called for the de-Satanization of Ukraine. Assistant Secretary Pavlov had claimed the country was home to hundreds of neo-pagan cults, including Chabad-Lubavitch. The main principle of the Lubavitch Hasidim is the superior order of the supporters of the sect over all nations and peoples. In a tweet, Goldschmidt, who also serves as the president of the Conference of European Rabbis, decried the security officials' remarks along with other recent measures by Russian authorities, blah, 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 blah. An attack by Russian government against Chabad, as well as the attacks against the Jewish Agency for Israel, are anti-Semitic attacks against all of us, said Goldschmidt. He was referring to the ongoing legal battle that Russian authorities launched against the Jewish Agency, a group that encourages Jewish immigration to Israel and also organizes Jewish cultural and educational activities in Russia. So they're trying to get all these Jews to leave Russia and move to Israel to keep the numbers up. You know, they're trying to – demographics is a huge thing. They're trying to build the Greater Israel Project. They're trying to they're leveling the Ukraine, ancient Khazaria now. And you know that they're going to try to rebuild that as a Khazaria 2.0, second Jewish homeland. People have been writing about this forever. I was reading about that, you know, stuff Tex Mars was posting, hell, damn near 20 years ago about this stuff. So a spokesperson for the Russian Jewish community, Baruch Gorin, who is also a member of Chabad, told Israel's canned public broadcaster that Pavlov's comments raised the specter, not just of Jew hatred, but an official policy of anti-Semitism by Russian authorities. So it's kind of fascinating that all of these things are happening at once. So let's see here. Oh, Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready. Now, I was somewhere exposed to a CBS Morning News, okay? And they go over to Ukraine, and then they interview this American merc, okay, who had been fighting in the Ukraine. And this is what normies, just put it like this. This is CBS, Gail King, Oprah Winfrey's little lover, girlfriend, or whatever you want to call her. But think about this and the normies getting exposed to this. Go ahead and roll clip 8.
Good morning. We've been reporting on this war now for over 8 months, and it's extremely rare to get an unvarnished account of what it's like at the tip of the spear as Ukraine battles Russia's invasion. But that's exactly what we heard from an American who volunteered to fight with Ukrainian forces. And we should warn you that his interview contained some disturbing material.
You could hear shooting, but then you could also hear grunts and people like fighting to the death with their bare hands. It's a very unique sound when you hear that many death rattles.
But he's from Tennessee, he told us, and came to fight in Ukraine because he was horrified by the Russian invasion. He wants to be known only by his call sign, Elvis.
The carnage you're describing sounds like something out of World War II.
Yeah. This is nothing like any conflict in the past 70 to 80 years. This war is not sustainable for either side.
On the front line in southern Ukraine, he says he repeatedly witnessed Russian forces using white phosphorus munitions.
It comes down extremely slow, but there's nothing you can do, and everything it touches just incinerates.
Including this incident.
Probably about 20 or 30 guys burning alive, and several gunshots, because there was nothing else they'd do. So a lot of guys have suicide pistols, and you'd hear them scream, and then they would say goodbye and then blow their own heads off.
So you actually heard 20 to 30 soldiers being burned alive by white phosphorus.
Yes, ma'am.
And some of them committing suicide with their own pistols.
Yes, ma'am.
Elvis, that must have been horrific.
It's war. At least that's what I tell myself.
He admits that he's traumatized and fears one of his former comrades could commit suicide because of what they went through together.
Do you still think this is a righteous war?
Yes, absolutely. We're fighting pure evil. Anybody in the West that asks Ukraine to just do peace talks, they need to go through these villages. They need to see what's been done to these people. If China invaded the U.S., hypothetically, leveled Los Angeles, leveled Seattle, Portland, massacred thousands. Do you think the U.S. would just sue for peace? No.
Russia has previously denied using white phosphorus munitions in Ukraine. Elvis told us that if other Americans are thinking of volunteering with Ukraine's military, they should know that the odds are stacked against them, and they'll be fighting for their lives. Nate.
You can stop it there. So you see this kind of stuff that is getting exposed out here on our controlled media. Now, look, I don't know what has happened over there. I know this. How many countries just in the last 20 years have we smashed? Not we, but these people that are moving and doing machinations in our name. I mean, what a sick couple decades this has been, you know. And you know, these were the prime years of my life, and life is so short. I'm in my 50s and I feel like damn near life is over already. The way, you know, your body starts feeling and, you know, so forth, so on, you know, it's crazy. And then you got this 80-something-year-old man, Paul Pelosi, hanging out in his underwear with, how could you be caught in your underwear with some other guy in your 80-something years? So, I mean, this whole thing, this world we live in is just so destroyed. I wanted to get to this for the last couple of weeks. Mr. Producer, if you could get clip one ready. Now, we all know who Richie from Boston is, those of us that have been around for a while on YouTube. And, you know, he, like everybody else, he got kicked off YouTube and he went to BitChute and other places. But I saw this on Inside Edition a couple weeks ago, and I just haven't been able to get to it on the broadcast because it moves so fast. And, you know, you kind of triage and you kind of do a pecking order of what you can get to in a two-hour broadcast. But let's go ahead and play clip one.
But, I mean, I drove for 4 days, 2,300 miles to come home and see my old man, and they didn't even ask me, like, how was your trip? You know, they didn't even say, it was really cool seeing you on television, because I was on Inside Edition, you know what I mean? It was only for 10 seconds or 20 seconds or whatever.
Disaster on this scary stretch of road popular with tourists, known as one of the most dangerous in America. Now it has claimed new victims, two nurses and their tour guide driver, killed after their Jeep plunged over a cliff along Camp Bird Road in the Colorado Mountains. How dangerous and treacherous are the roads in this area?
There's a million unforeseen things.
This haunting photo of a jubilant Diana Robles was snapped shortly before the deadly crash. The 28-year-old and her aunt, Ophelia Figueroa Perez, both dedicated nurses from Yuma, Arizona, were on a vacation, taking in the breathtaking scenery. Ami Robles is Diana's grieving sister. Did you know they would be on such a treacherous road?
I didn't have any idea.
Off-roading expert Richard Comito has driven the dangerous stretch.
These are one-lane, twisting, curving roads carved into the side of a mountain with 100 to 1,000 foot drops on either side. No guardrails. It is probably one of the scariest things you'll ever do.
But they needed an off-road expert, and that was me, apparently. It just blows me away. You know what I mean? It just blows me away. And my father had to go get his carotid artery done when he first got his COVID shots, and then he had to get his other carotid artery done, which caused an issue where now he has to have a catheter, which is phenomenal. He already had a stroke and lost vision in one of his eyes. He already has a heart condition that wouldn't let them operate on him, all a result of the COVID vaccines.
All right, go ahead, stop it there.
My neighbor was.
It was, I just thought it was weird that an underground YouTube, you know, conspiracy person, how they would get hooked up with Inside Edition. And if it was somebody else, he would be wondering the same thing too and probably put it on his platform. So it just, that caught me as strange that Richie from Boston, somehow Inside Edition got a hold of him and did a short segment with him as an off-road expert. I mean, we all know he's kind of like the outdoor, kind of rolling around in his prepper, in his Jeep or what have you. But I just found that kind of weird that Richie from Boston ended up on Inside Edition. So just wanted to put that out there a couple weeks ago. Interesting article, Washington's plan to break up Russia. And this was Mike Whitney over at Unz.com. The Western goal is to weaken, divide, and ultimately destroy our nation. They are openly stating that since they managed to break up the Soviet Union in 1991, now it's time to split Russia into many separate regions that will be at each other's throats. Putin said that. Cheney wanted to see the dismantlement not only of the Soviet Union and the Russian Empire, but of Russia itself, so it could never again be a threat to the rest of the world. The West must complete the project began in 1991 until Moscow's empire is toppled, though the region and the world would not be safe. Decolonize Russia article, and that was on The Atlantic. So they want to break it into Caspia, Russia, Baltica, Volga, Ural, Siberia, and the Far East. Seven new nations created after the collapse of the Russian state. So as the Israeli Great Israel Project wants to break up a bunch of the countries surrounding Israel now into smaller principalities. It seems like the global planners have that on the drawing board for Russia, due to the fact that there's all that trillions of dollars worth of mineral wealth and the rest of that under the Russian soil. So if you break it up into a bunch of different factions, you divide and conquer and then plunder the resources. Same old game, same old story. We'll see you on the other side. Some people get by.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We are the
now, is that fair? We know our mates are close at hand. When others run, we will stand. We stand up to be counted. We know we're outside the law. We are here, if you doubt it. We're stronger than before.
All right, we're back. Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So this is Brzezinski, good old Zbigs, from the Foreign Affairs, 1997. A geostrategy for Eurasia. Given Russia's size and diversity, a decentralized political system and free market economics would be most likely to unleash the creative potential of the Russian people and Russia's vast natural resources. A loosely confederated Russia, composed of a European Russia, a Siberian Republic, and a Far Eastern Republic, would also find it easier to cultivate closer economic relations with its neighbors. Each of the confederated entities would be able to tap its local creative potential, stifled for centuries by Moscow's heavy bureaucratic hand. In turn, a decentralized Russia would be less susceptible to imperial mobilization. The loosely confederated Russia that Brzezinski imagines would be a toothless, dependent nation that could not defend its own borders or sovereignty. It would not be able to prevent more powerful countries from invading, occupying, and establishing military bases on its soil. Nor would it be able to unify its disparate people beneath a single banner or pursue a positive, unified vision for the future of the country. A confederal Russia, fragmented into a myriad of smaller parts, would allow the U.S. to maintain its dominant role in the region without threat of challenge or interference. And that appears to be Brzezinski's real goal, as he pointed out in this passage in his magnum opus, The Grand Chessboard. Here's what he said. For America, the chief political prize is Eurasia, and America's global primacy is directly dependent on how long and how effectively its preponderance on the Eurasian continent is sustained. Brzezinski sums up U.S. imperial ambition succinctly. Washington plans to establish its primacy in the world's most prosperous and populous region, Eurasia. And in order to do so, Russia must be decimated and partitioned. Its leaders must be toppled and replaced, and its vast resources must be transferred to the iron grip of global transnationals who will use them to perpetuate the flow of wealth from east to west. In other words, Moscow must accept its humble role in the new order as America's de facto gas and mining company. Well, things have changed, and I don't think that that's going to happen. It looks like the money changer gang might pull the plug on us at any time. I don't know. This is hard to really... It's hard to really gauge. You know, we're hearing all this stuff about the rationing of diesel and oil and the rest of this stuff. And we're going to run out of oil by the diesel by the 15th of November and all this stuff from, you know, the Michael Snyders and Mike Adams and these guys up here on NC Renegade. Europe dies with BASF. Okay, so this is the biggest, most consequential news on earth today, yet only a tiny handful of people see it. Masako and I were at BASF in Ludwigshafen two times this year, warning about the collapse of the Verbund, warning this was coming. Verbund is a word invented by BASF to describe their amazingly complex 10-square-kilometer plant, the incredibly interwoven chemical industrial fabric. You must see it to believe it. According to BASF, they cannot just shut down the plant without killing it, like shutting down a human body. After you reach a certain point, it's just a moldering. I've said on at least 100 interviews, watch BASF. When BASF dies, Europe dies. This green energy BS, the global warming BS, stolen elections, the incredibly stupid Ukraine war, the death jabs, no borders. Billions of people will starve and perish from this and related collapse. This is gigacide. I like that word, gigacide. Giga death instead of mega death. Giga death, gigacide. I mean, the amount of this kind of stuff out here is pretty wild. Let's see, where was this article? Where did I lose it? Well, here's one. Did the Pelosi crime family just become the stars of this election season's final episode? And all the stuff with this gay, I mean, on Sorcha Fall, hack phone of British leader links male prostitute attack on Paul Pelosi to the Russian mafia. It's an interesting article over there. Because this girl, Odessa mafia member Oxane Gypsy Taub, a suspected double or triple agent. That was this lady that this character was connected to, David DePape. Okay, so it's a lot of weird fabric in this story. This is on Old America. It's either Twitter page or True Social. Paul Pelosi, who's notorious for going to gay bars alone in the gayest town in America, San Francisco, was always spotted by neighbors bringing in men half his age at various hours of the night. David Wayne DePape was seen in Pelosi's mansion before yesterday's altercation. David DePape tells investigators that he and Paul Pelosi were engaging in gay sex and an argument ensued over drugs. Pelosi's are refusing to turn over surveillance video of their home, fueling more speculation of homosexuality at the home. DePape has arrests for male prostitution. And then they're even talking about this drug. I can't even it was been floating around, some drug this guy was on, and there's CIA connections and all this crap. This usual kind of stuff that you see when something like this happens. But a lot of people have went through all this, and so it's pretty fascinating. I'm trying to find this article that I had up. Oh, ADL threatens dire consequences if Elon Musk reinstates Trump and Twitter users they don't like. So the ADL's threatening, you know, you better not let the president back on. We're not going to, you know, Nick Fuentes, Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, Andrew Tate, David Duke back on Twitter would be a grave mistake that will lead to dire consequences. You know, I'm trying to find this article. Oh, this is on Israel 365 News. Report, Kanye West wanted to name album after Hitler. CNN cited several anonymous sources close to the artist, including a business executive, said he would praise Hitler by saying how incredible it was that he was able to accumulate so much power and blah, blah, blah. You see how these people do this stuff? Just goofy. Elon Musk deletes conspiratorial tweet to Hillary Clinton suggesting Paul Pelosi's attacker was gay prostitute. Fake news site behind the story once claimed Hillary died and was replaced by body double in 2016. Just some interesting stuff. I wanted to get to this. Jim Stone. Do not donate to this website. 5 months ago, Claudia went crazy when her thyroid was removed, and then 2 months later, she destroyed the home. I spent 2 months sleeping under bridges. Then I broke my arm in a bike accident. It was a serious commuted fracture requiring surgery. All of you sent more than enough for that, and Claudia spent it. I did not get the surgery despite saying I did to keep things looking normal. I'm now trying to fix it myself, and hopefully I will regain some use of it. I at least got the length and camber matched to the other arm, and the fingers move somewhat, but is still flexible and won't ever be normal. Don't donate. Any money you send will not go to the site or fix my arm. I tried to keep the site looking like nothing was wrong, but it's time to stop doing that. Yesterday, Cloudy again got a way to destroy my devices, and this time I'm too weak to replace them. I will just have to continue from here without help. The site will be neglected. I have no other choice. Don't contact me asking how you can help, because anything you send will not go where you intended, no matter what assurances you receive. Nothing lasts forever, including this site. And then he posted this. They are vaccinating people against their will while they are under anesthesia for surgery in Canadian hospitals. This is completely medically unethical. So it's just been reported that all across Canada, anyone that goes in for surgery is being vaccinated once under anesthesia. Nurses have tried to step in and are being told to stand aside. It's being done on the doctor's order. Spread the word. I've had enough of these docs forcing things. It's freaking deplorable and unethical. So it's kind of an interesting turn of events there. All right. We've got enough time for this. Let's get clip 10 queued up, Mr. Producer, and then we'll kind of talk about this. And so go ahead and play the first part. Ten.
This is a worldwide exclusive, and you're seeing it first on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Dr. Brian Artis now says he was wrong when he first reported the connection to the snake venom and COVID-19, and he's here to set the record straight. This is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth in Medicine.
Sorry about that. I didn't know that was all it was.
Welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on this Friday, October 28th, 2022. I'm your host, Dr. Jane Ruby. And tonight, I'm bringing you a worldwide exclusive from Dr. Brian Artis, one of my fellow frontline experts in the war against this global mass genocide, who now says he did not have it quite right in the beginning, that he was wrong in some ways when he first presented the snake venom evidence. And he says it's so much more than that. And what you will learn tonight about how your body has been manipulated to actually make the illness and the symptoms called COVID-19 will make it all clear to you. It will anger you, but it will empower you. And I'm very grateful to have Dr. Artis for the entire show tonight, for his groundbreaking work, and for honoring the Dr. Jane Ruby Show with his full first breaking report. And Dr. Artis joins me now. Hello, hello, Dr. Artis.
Hello, Dr. Jane Ruby. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Well, I couldn't resist. So tell us, what did you get wrong?
Yeah, it's very interesting. When you reached out to me, I said, wow, I had no idea. When we first started talking about when Watch the Water dropped with Stu Peters, I was absolutely convinced from the research studies out of China and in France in the early parts of the pandemic, in January and in April of 2020, both countries, the geneticists and the scientists actually termed that the origin source for the spike proteins and for the antibodies attacking the actual illness in China, they said the origin source for the disease was from two snakes called the Chinese crate snake and the Chinese king cobra.
Right.
But I was wrong about that. It wasn't actually just two snakes. 2 months later, Italy scientists, when they analyzed the blood, urine, and feces of every COVID-19 positive patient in Italy, they found a combination of 36 different animal venoms inside of only the COVID-19 patients, and they found zero of these venoms inside of the negative PCR-tested COVID patients.
Okay.
They did not have COVID. Those
right,
were negative.
Go ahead and stop it there.
They not only-
so go ahead and stop it there and go ahead and forward to the 2449. So remember the whole Watch the Water documentary, which I watched, and kind of interesting, the synthesized venom peptides kind of theory, and it's probably in some of these vials, I would guess, and it's probably not in others. It's probably part of this multifaceted kitchen sink sort of experiment that I've been talking about over time, to where they're probably running 100 experiments, and probably these synthesized venom peptides are part of it. So go ahead and play that second part, Mr. Producer.
Was I asked Dr. Artis, how is this getting into the bodies of C-19 patients if they're not being bitten by these animals or swimming in the deep ocean? And he's about to let us know. Okay, Dr. Artis, take it away.
Jane, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me on your show. And this is going to be very exciting for me to actually project the narrative of how I believe they're doing this. Now, people out of the gate, when I started presenting that COVID-19 is nothing than venoms, a lot of people said it can't be snake venoms. There's not enough snakes. You can't milk snakes and then pour it in water and make everybody sick. They're not making us all drink it in restaurants to make us sick. I never said that. I need to make this very clear. They're using synthetic manufactured venoms that they can do with chemicals and microorganisms. They've been manufacturing venoms around the world for decades.
Who's they?
And we're going to show you.
Who's they? CIA?
Companies are the biggest.
DOD? DARPA? Who is it?
The Department of Defense. DARPA does it. The CIA is involved in it. And lots of pharmaceutical companies around the world.
Quick question. Is this why in his last interview with Stu Peters, Malone said right out of the gate, I've got my bulletproof vest on and I'm not talking about snake venom?
Yeah, anybody who doesn't want to look at snake venom is trying to direct you somewhere else. It's what I would call fact-checking. Let's just fact-check live. We're not going to talk about this. We're going to talk about
Let's do it.
Right. So they are manufacturing synthetic venoms. This is what they're doing. And typically, as they process this in a lab, they actually get it down to a powdered, it's called lyophilized, freeze-dried powder form.
Wow.
And right now, any of you can go online and you can order snake venom peptides, scorpion venom peptides in a powder form. You can put it in makeup, cosmetics. There's manufacturers
all
over the world.
You can poison people.
But stop it there and forward it to 4202. Well, think about Botox, folks. That's grown out of what? Botulism toxin. These people shoot it in their face. But anyway, let's play this last part. And this is just to wet your whistle. It's worth watching whether you believe it or not. Go ahead and play the last part.
I have to show these two slides, 25 and 26.
Okay, you're the boss.
I have to show them.
You're the expert.
I have to show you. The whole world needs to see this, people, because you have no idea.
Slide 25.
For those of you who are sitting there thinking, there's no way you can just make synthetic venom. Oh, no, you can shop at home from your computer and order synthetic snake venom from your house. So on this slide 25, look at the bottom. You'll see this little screenshot of the first venom published in an Italy study that was found in COVID-19 patients from the Malayan crate.
Wow.
It's called the, read it, Kunitz-type serine protease inhibitor. Now look at the screen. This is Aviva Systems Biology. It says protein on demand is their trademark, and it's the exact same enzyme from snake venom of the crate snake called bungarotoxin. Now, next slide. I just need you to see here. When you're
now
looking
I
at
see why
screen,
it was important. I apologize. So number 27. Okay. Oh, no.
Let's look.
I'm sorry.
No, go to 26.
26.
I want you to just look at this. This is how you order it. You just scroll to the right, and it actually asks you, what do you want your synthetic crate venom produced in? Do you want it made?
Oh my God.
Do you want it made in E. coli, yeast? You'll see it on the right. But look at mammalian cell line. That means mammal cells will generate synthetic venom. Yeah. What happens when you put that synthetic venom inside of your body?
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
They're actually, you can order it online and look at the price at the bottom, Dr. Jane.
Wow. Not unattainable for a lot of people. They want to be evil.
Yeah. If you want to generate a whole bunch of crate venom, synthetic venom for yourself at home to be delivered.
Go ahead and stop it there. Connect the dots. And this is on a different article. What it's not said but implied is that the presentation, there now exists methods for the mass industrial production of artificial venoms in powdered form. That means that the globalists can spray the atmosphere with them to kill off populations in specific geographical regions. if and when they want to, this adds a whole new level of concern about the threats of chemtrails. Or just think about drone delivery. Just think about, you know, some other form of delivery in a food system or something of this nature. Very, very wild. I wanted to get to this one before we go. I found this one pretty fat. This is on Renegade Tribune, Eternal Truth 14. Scores of conservative influencers got their start at a talent agency run by Israeli pornographer. They're often seen as guests on Fox. They write columns at conservative news outlets such as the Daily Wire and the Blaze, and they are repeat speakers at CPAC. They're the leading voices of opposition to the radical left, woke agenda, and they all got their start as actors and models at the same Israeli-owned talent agency. These popular right-wing influencers appear to have had or currently still have active profiles up at the Israeli-born pornographer and likely Mossad agent Ami Shafir's Explore Talent. The following list of up-and-coming superstars in the world of Republican Party politics have been identified as being models featured for hire on the site in the last 10 years. Candace Owens, who began producing professional content, conservative content, months after launching her Explore Talent profile in 2017. And she was there the day that the Israeli embassy opened in Jerusalem, by the way. Lauren Boebert participated in the site's gallery contest in 2011, 2 years before opened up Shooter's Grill restaurant and catapulted her political career. Tommy Lahren, familiar face throughout conservative media, previously worked at the Blaze and served on Trump's PAC alongside Rudy Giuliani. Melissa Carone, Rudy Giuliani's star witness at his election fraud lawsuit last December. She's running for office in Michigan. Scott Pressler, homosexual conservative influencer, often spotted leading rallies in the run-up to Trump's election. He spoke at CPAC 2020. Emma DiGiovine, the Fox News assistant who Jesse Waters left his wife for. I mean, it's some crazy stuff. So I thought I would want to get that one in before the end of the broadcast. That's an interesting little nugget there. And I will see if I can pull this one up real quick. This is on an American intelligence media a while back. Candace Owens is glorified, tied to Rothschild and Sons. And this was from October 13th. It's this spending card, right? It's a credit card. Tied to Rothschild and Sons, British Pilgrim Society, blah, 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 blah. We smelled a rat when we first saw Candace Owens marry British George Farmer and discovered that his dad, Michael Farmer, is attached to the Pilgrim Society and City of London gold rigging action. We prepared this report on Candy and her British ties. So Lord Michael S. Farmer, British Pilgrim Society's Rothschild gold, silver, and precious metals banker merchant. Candace Owens' newly minted father-in-law. Kind of interesting, but that's a good article on aimfortruth.org if you want to dig into this glorify thing. All right, I hope you enjoyed the material, folks, and it keeps getting crazier. Who knows what will happen within the next week, because the cascade is very, very quick. The gallop, very, very fast. Be ready for anything. We'll see you.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.